Story ripped from the pages of history, as they say. So I will tell it to you in my native language. So you think she knows all about history, eh? You learned all that stuff back in school? Well, them bookworms, they don't know nothing. And if you think they does, you's a fool. I'll tell you how it all happened when me and George Washington saw how to cross the Delaware River and turn the tide of the war. It was coming up right around Christmas, the year 1776. And us glorious Patriot Army, we's all in a terrible fix. We'd been chased all the way down through Jersey and found ourselves, would you believe, crossed the Delaware River from Trenton, which is no place to spend Christmas Eve. But we figures we have us a party, what with the long weekend and all. You know, we get us some chips and a six-pack, have us a regular ball. So we sent Colonel Knox to the Pathmark to pick up the pretzels and brew. But the Pathmark was closed, count of Christmas, says George. Now what do we do? Charlie Lee says, you try Philadelphia? Says George, are you out of your head? Nothing happens in Philly the rest of the year. On Christmas, it's going to be dead. We all sit to give up and watch football when I get to me this brilliant idea. The Hessians is over in Trenton. They're German. They gotta have beer. We all looked around at each other, made a mad dash to put on hats and coats, went charging out in the snowdrifts, yelling, to Trenton, men, head for the boats. And the vision of imported brisky brought a smile to old George's face as he led us to Washington's Crossing. Yeah, which seemed an appropriate place. Well, we shoved off in these leaky old rowboats we rented for $2 cash. George was half in the bag when he started. He was general. He had his own stash. He stood up like some freaking statue with his tricorn hat and blue coat shouting, onward to Trenton and victory!
Sit down, George, you're on the boat!
Sorry. Well, it must have been 0:30 by the time we all got across. So George leads us eastbound to Trenton, which was south of us. So we got lost. So he stops off at this all-night Sunoco. Hey, which way to Trenton? How far? You hang a right at the 7-Eleven. 8 traffic lights, there you are. It was dawn when we got to the city. Rang the doorbell outside the wall. And whose face should appear at the peephole? The boss German himself, Colonel Rawl. Who's there at this hour of the morning? What are you guys doing here? We heard you was having a party, and we thought we could borrow some beer. Rawl was not in the mood to be generous. He had a head just like a balloon. They'd been all getting pie-eyed on Pilsner since 4 o'clock last afternoon. So he told us some bad things in German, slammed the door in our face where we stood. So we let's go with our cannon, figured it'd do his hangover some good. Well, Rawl gets together his troopers, at least them as he can get out of bed, with one hand waving his saber and the other hand holding his head. And as for us, we'd been marching since nightfall till we was all weak in the knees, and we hadn't seen booze since Thanksgiving, and half of us had the DTs. So what a terrible battle. Yeah, what a pitiful sight. The Germans so tight they couldn't shoot straight, us so straight we couldn't shoot right. So we filled all the fence posts with bullets, and we filled all the morning with smoke. Fired off cannon and musket till every last window in Trenton was broke. When suddenly, down from the courthouse, our guys, let's go, this big cheer. With heroic effort and battle, they'd seized the entire reserves of their beer. And that broke the will of the Hessians. Back to New York they went creeping. Because once you run out of brisky, there ain't nothing in Trenton worth keeping. And that was the very beginning when the Germans all cried, Das ist alles, of the British reversal that ended in Yorktown with General Cornwallis. And we drew us a bender that lasted well into sometime next year, floating up to our eyeballs in gallons of good German beer. And that's the truth. Thank you.